Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es Nazir, Perig Vav, Mischne Tess, hoye mevashel es Shlamim. The Nazir would cook the basar of the Karban Shlamim. Oishalka, and shalka means to cook very, very strong. Now there's somewhat of a chiddush here. Stam is a Karban Shlamim, could be cooked, it could be roasted, it could be baked. Cooked means with liquid, roasted means without liquid. But the Shalmei Nazir, the ale that the Nazir brought had to be cooked. So I would have thought maybe cook is only regular cooking. So the Mishnah is telling us a Chiddush that Shalak, which means a very, very strong cooking, is also, even though it's not the norm, but it's good enough. Is there any other difference between the Shlamim of a Nazir and a regular Shlamim? Well, here's another one. But every Shlamim, the Chaza and the Shaik, part of the chest and part of the foot, goes to the Kayin. That's true here too. But in addition to that, by the Shalmei Nazir, by the Shlam of a Karban Nazir, the Kayin takes the Zroya from the cooking meat. Like the Pasuk says, V'lokach HaKayin es HaZroya b'sheila min ha'ayil. Also, besides the behemoth that the Nazir brings for his Karbanos, which is the Kivsa for the Chatos, the Keves for the Oila, and the Ayil for the Shlamim, the Nazir also has to bring a Sal, a basket, that has in it 20 matzahs. 10 of those were made with oil. They were called chalois. And 10 were made without oil. But later they were smeared with oil. And those are called rekikin. Now, one loaf and one wafer, one of the chalois and one of the rekikin, were taken together with the zraya b'shela, with the cooked zraya, and the chaz of a sheik, and the emrin. That's the part that's supposed to go up on the mizbech. And the Nazir would hold it. The Kohen would put his hand underneath the hands of the Nazir, and they would start a tnufa process, a waving process. That's learned from the Pasuk, V'nosan al kapei ha-Nazir, achar his gal chayas nizroi, v'hein nefaisam ha-Kohen tnufa lefnei Hashem. How's the tnufa done? Similar to the shaking of a lulav. He waves it forward, then back, on top, toward the bottom, and then behind. Let's see the Mishnah inside again. Once again, Perek Vav Mishnah Tes Hoya, the Nazir Mevashel Es HaShlamim. He can either cook the Shlamim, or Shalkan, or cook it extra strong. Then a Kohen Noitel Es HaZroya B'Shelem and Ail, the Kohen would take the cooked Zroya. Zroya is the right foreleg of the ram, which is the Shlamim. B'Chalas Matzah Achas Min Asal, and one loaf of matzah from the 10 loaves that were in the basket. Or a kick matzah echad, and one wafer of the matzah from the 10 in the basket. Again, chal is with the oil, the wafer is without the oil, but it was just smeared on. The chal was made with the oil. The rakik was made without the oil, it was smeared on later. The noisein al kapi ha-nazir, and place them on the palms of the nazir, umenifan, and wave them together with the nazir, back and forth, up and down. How come the Tanna doesn't mention over here the chaz of a shaik and the amrim? And the answer is, and that's by all shlamim. We're just mentioning the extra things over here that are by the Shalmei Nazir. And according to this Tana, until we do this waving, he can't drink wine and he can't be metam himself lemesa. It's only the achakach, after all of this is done, that hutar nazir, the nazir becomes mutar lishtes yayin, to drink the wine uli tamil lemesim, and to be metam himself lemesa. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says, "Kima shenizrek olav echad min adam." As soon as the dam of one of the karbanis, one of the three, are sprinkled on the mizbeach, hutar hanazir lishtois biyayin ulitam lemes. From that point and on, even though you still have to do everything else, but from that point and on, says Reb Shimon, it's mutar for the nazir to drink wine and to be metame himself lemesim. How do we know that? Zok Tabat Tanur, the Pasuk says, V'achar Yishta Nazir Yayin. And it says, Achar His Gal Choyes Nizroi. So we see that when the Torah says, Achar here, it means after a single thing is done. That's what Achar in the Parsha of Nazir means. And Memela Zok Reb Shimon, the single thing is Rika Sadam of any of the Karbanis. Okay, so chazring over what we learned in Mishnah Test, the Nazir would cook the meat of the Karban Shlamim. It had to be cooked, unlike other Shlamims that could be baked or roasted. But it could have been shulkan also, which is a much more aggressive kind of a cooking. In Masechtas Pesachim, the Batnura says, shlika means such a strong cooking that the meat mamish begins to fall apart. In addition to the regular chaz of a shaykh, the kayan over here also gets the right forearm. He takes it from the cooking pot. The nazir has to bring, together with his eil hashlamim, actually 6 asrainim and 2/3 asrain of soiles, a fine flour. And they have to bake 20 chalas out of that. 10 chalas matzah, that's with oil, called chalas matzah, and 10 rikike matzah, that's it's made without the oil, the oil is smeared on afterwards. After they shech the aisle for the shlamim, the kohen takes out the emrim, gets the chaz of a shaykh that he gets to keep. After the nazir does the teglachas, we cook the rest of the aisle together with this zraya. Then the kohen takes the zraya and he takes with him one of the chalois from the basket and one rokik from the basket. It's placed on the palms of the nazir. They do tenufa. And according to the first Tana, only afterwards is it mutter for the nazir to drink wine and to be matami himself lemesim. Reb Shimon disagrees. Reb Shimon says he gets that green light after they are zarek the dam of any one of the 3 karbonais.